Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
First and 10th, the Philadelphia 20. Eagles up 10-3. First possession of the third. Play fake to Barkley. Jones back. He's under pressure. He rolls left, now lobs it left corner of the end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown by Tate in traffic over Rasul Douglas.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A changing of the guard in many corners of the NFC East. That includes the New York Giants, though they do have their franchise quarterback and a star running back in place. A lot of youth on the Giants roster. And now, speaking of youth, the third youngest NFL head coach in Joe Judge, who will be introduced on Thursday. The voice of the Giants radio network is Bob Papa. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, and you can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. We're asking you to fill in the blank. 2020 is the year of the what? We certainly know 2020 starts out with the playoffs, and this weekend the NFL and CBS is home to the divisional round. Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, the Titans will attempt to shock the world again. They head to Baltimore to face Lamar Jackson and the top-seeded Ravens. And then on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, it's kind of pushed back from the normal Sunday schedule, noon Pacific, two of the game's elite young quarterbacks on each sideline. Deshaun Watson and the Texans, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Both games kick off with the NFL Today only on CBS. We are pleased to welcome former Giant, Patriot, Cowboy, linebacker, long snapper Steve Diassi is joining us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Happy New Year to you, Steve. Thanks for a couple of minutes.
Thanks, Amy. Happy New Year. How's everything?
It's good. Well, this is the time of the year where it's all about the NFL drama. And it's kind of fun to have not just playoffs to think about, but new coaches to think about. And you actually are in the unique position of having played for for multiple franchises who are going through transition. So first, I'd love to get your reaction to Joe Judge from the Patriot system to the Giants as a head coach.
Well, I think surprise was the first reaction, but not surprised because of the quality of coach that I think Joe Judge is. It just seemed like it happened very quickly, and it seemed like Joe must have made a quite an impression on the Giants with the interview. And he's always been held in high regard here in New England, and he's been known as someone who was on the track. But I think this surprised people in New England anyway, maybe a year or two earlier than some people thought. But he's well-regarded. We know Bill Belichick has a great relationship with him and relied on him for more than just the special teams and wide receiver stuff. So I'm surprised by how quickly it happened, but not the fact that it happened.
There's also some talk, or I guess the potential, that Josh McDaniels could end up leaving as well and taking a job in Cleveland. It wouldn't be the first time that he's been in the running for these high-profile jobs or talked about leaving. What does that do to a staff when you not only lose your special teams coordinator, wide receivers coach, but maybe, let's just say, also the offensive coordinator?
Well, it's been amazing how Bill Belichick has been grooming people for forever. I mean, we saw it when any number of different guys left, from Charlie Weiss to Bill O'Brien and another, long list of guys that have been poached off the roster, and you can understand why. So Bill Belichick, I think, looks at his coaching staff probably like he looks at his team. He's always preparing, what's the phrase they use here, next man up. He not only does it with linebackers and O-linemen, he does it with coaches at all levels. And you can see the guys moving in. You know, Flores is another guy. And, you know, there's a bunch of guys that work through the system. And Bill's, in an amazing way, juggles everything that he juggles and still finds ways to pay attention to the idea of grooming young coaches. So not surprised that he's lost in 20 years of incredible success. Not surprised that he's lost a healthy amount of coaches. But it's all part of Bill Belichick's planning and foresight, too. He understands it and tries to have guys ready to step in.
So he wants them to go on and be good head coaches as opposed to hoarding them all to himself?
I'm sure he would love to have every one of his coaches by his side that he coached with and not spread them around the league. I'm sure if you ask Bill Belichick, he'd want Nick Saban and a number of other great guys right next to him coaching. So, but he also understands the inevitability of it. It's the same way he grooms backup players. I've been in the meeting rooms where you'll see that he asks more questions about the game plan, about techniques or whatever to backup players than he does to starters, knowing full well that the starters get all the time in practice and the backup players don't. So how do you give them a little more edge? You maybe pay a little more attention to what they're thinking in the meeting room. So he probably does the same things with coaches. He understands it's an inevitable factor in being a successful team. So as much as you can't prepare for everything, but as much as you can, he tries to prepare for that too.
Steve D'Ossi is a former Cowboy, Giant, and Patriot with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, Dallas just introduced a head coach, and Mike McCarthy is a guy that brings a lot of experience. He's also putting together a staff that has former head coaches on it. In your opinion, Steve, how much does experience matter when you're talking about coaching in the NFL?
Well, I think it matters in terms of the team that you're presented with. You've got a very talented team in terms of just raw talent. There's plenty of it in Dallas, and sometimes talent can get away from you if the head coach isn't as definitive a personality as you want. Maybe you go in the direction of a guy like Mike McCarthy, and you say, well, here's a guy that's got a track record. Here's a guy who can get the attention of the locker room probably very quickly. A guy who has a path to championships and has proven it before. And maybe that gets the attention of your team because, quite honestly, if you look at the talent that Dallas has put on the field, their output has not even come close to matching. And I think the idea that Jerry Jones had was to maybe work towards bringing a veteran in and stabilizing the scenario because they've got the talent, and it's no doubt about it. It's a marquee franchise. Everybody around the country knows and understands that the Dallas Cowboys are very talented, but they've underperformed quite a bit in at least 10 years.
So, Steve, you missed the Jerry Jones era in Dallas, right? He purchased the team after you were gone?
He actually, him and Jimmy Johnson traded me to the Giants about 2 months after they bought the team.
Oh, okay. And you played for Tom Landry.
I did, 5 years.
What was that like?
Tom Landry was a great coach, a great man, and individual who was true to his word, and a brilliant coach. I mean, another Gene Stallings was a great coach too. Ended up going to Alabama, winning one or two national championships. Tom Landry was stoic on the sidelines. He was straightforward, but he had once he was away from the sidelines and in the meeting rooms, he was a little more loose and a little more. Even once in a while, you'd catch him cracking a joke here or there. But he was a guy that immediately commanded respect, and you could see the minute you got there that Tom Landry was what the Dallas Cowboys were about, professional at that point, they were so well coached that they probably won 5 or 10% of their games just on straight coaching alone, brilliant coaching. I've had the honor to play for some great coaches with him and Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and any number of other very good coaches. It was, as I look back on it, it was, a murderer's row of just brilliant coaches.
Steve D'Ossi with us here after hours, a former Super Bowl champ himself. So the Instagram post from Tom Brady seems to indicate that he has not ready to retire. He says, I know I still have more to prove. You'll find me in the arena again. He's going to be 43. I don't even know how that works. I mean, he's the aberration, not the rule. But what's your reaction to Brady continuing to play in the NFL?
Not surprised at all. He's someone who's been a student of the game for a long time, and I wouldn't doubt that 10 or 11 years ago he started becoming a student on how to prolong his career, and he's done a tremendous job of it. And you look at the way he played this year, and you could probably see a drop-off because of the age, but then you look at the numbers, and you look at the people around him, and you look at how he was, the offensive line was decimated, how the receiving core was not even close to satisfactory. They tried with Josh Gordon and with Brown, but they just they couldn't pull it off, and he still ended up putting over 4,000 yards up. But you could see some little things here and there that indicate the age is catching up to nobody ever beats Father Time, but I still think he does have the ability to win this league, and if it's with the Patriots, I think that's probably the best situation for him. But you just never know. There's going to be a lot of teams, not a lot of teams, but there'll be some teams out there that see that, and even if I wouldn't even be surprised if a team signs him for the idea that it's going to sell tickets. I know that he still has the drive, and he's long past the time. I don't know if he was ever at the time where it was his athletic ability or his arm strength or anything that got him to, you know, six championships. I think it was that he outworked and outsmarted a lot of other teams, and I think he still has that ability.
Yeah, the brain definitely hasn't taken a hit from Father Time. So, Steve, I just have about 90 seconds or so left, but I always enjoy asking players from different eras what the biggest change is. The game has gone through a major transformation. So looking back on your time, you were last in the NFL in the mid-90s. What's the biggest change with football today?
I think it's smarter and safer in terms of the rules that they've made. You could get away with crazy things back in the day. And,
like what, and, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. And it was, and now you've got athletes that are bigger, stronger, faster, and maybe even more athletic. On the flip side of that, you've got, for example, I'm convinced that I don't know if I could have played 12 years in the NFL as it is constituted today. I would have had to actually cover somebody out of the backfield, I was never put in that position before. There's guys like me who probably would have had trouble sticking on to a team right now. But there's also guys that are playing now that might not have made it through the grind of training camp. Training camp was brutal and a war of attrition, and last, you know, the last man standing was on the team. And you can intimidate guys a little bit. That factor's gone a little bit. But I love the athleticism of the league. I love the even though I grew up as a defensive player my whole life, I love seeing some of these tremendously talented offensive players and the skill these quarterbacks are throwing out there now. They just look, it's a different breed. These guys are athletes who are quarterbacks instead of quarterbacks who just play the sport.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.